Yep. Getting set for the start of the second half of action. Do want to say a big thank you to Daniel Courtright, who is here providing coverage, running the camera, giving us a little fist bump back there.
Our silent partner here tonight.
He's not always very silent. We just can't hear him. That's all. Just kidding, Dan. Love you. We are underway here. Chase County with possession to start the second half of action, leading at 19-12 in this girls' semifinal. A quick turnover on the Chase County side. Campbell Stark takes it away, gives it to Emery Spies. Osage City now going left to right as we see the action on the west side of White Auditorium. As Greta Crawford lobbed one up to Campbell Stark and Madeline Wilson there to poke it away. Osage City faithful want a foul call, saying that there was contact made. The official doesn't see it that way.
They've got a pretty good following behind us.
Yes, they do. Greta Crawford, right block, goes inside the paint. Nice crossover against the long. Can't hit the bunny, but will be fouled and goes to the line for two. That was just a great move by Crawford, as she actually left the long about 5 inches off to the wrong side.
Yeah, not a whole lot that Alexis DeLong can do with that excellent crossover that Greta Crawford threw her way.
Well, we'll see. Crawford was 0 for 2 from the line earlier. Puts up the first and misses again. Crawford has, and I don't mean to be critical, just kind of a strange release. She kind of gyrates as she shoots. Looks a little off balance at times. Gets set for the second, puts it up, and that one's good. So Greta Crawford's first point of the ball game comes from the foul line, and the lead now to 6, 19-13, 7:20 remaining in the third quarter. Chase County back on the attack. Leah Francis near the power E here to Madeline Wilson, drives to the foul line and lets it go for two.
Wilson.
Madeline Wilson reestablishes the lead to 8, 21-13. Georgia Kitzelman loses it in the lane on the Osage City side. It's taken away by Madeline Wilson. 6:50 remaining in the third quarter. Leah Francis with 3 fouls on the night, matching up with Sadie Shoemaker, gets it into the front court. Now right side of the floor for Chase County. Gets cut off on her approach to the lane. Getting some assistance, but it's not helping much as we get a tie-up for the ball. Sadie Shoemaker pops it free. Greta Crawford with it now for Osage City. Crawford, coast-to-coast, layup, left side, it's good.
If Osage City's going to continue to get back in this one, as they've not led the entirety of this ball game, they're going to have to catch Chase County in that transition right there, and that's exactly what they did, really attacking that defense as they were hustling to get back.
6:12 left to go in the third quarter. Leah Francis goes right side. Madeline Wilson, right block jumper is good. And Wilson, again, keeping the lead up. 8-point differential here, 23-15. Crawford, another lob to Campbell Stark. This one taken away by Chase County. Madeline Wilson with it now. Leah Francis has it in the backcourt, trying to get into the front court, trying to push off Sadie Shoemaker.
A lob is definitely correct, Tegan. You almost could have called that a shot attempt.
I thought it was for a second there. DeLong for Chase County goes up for the shot. Has it rejected by Campbell Stark, but it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Stark, so staying with Chase County.
Excellent job there on the help defense by Georgia Kisselman coming over and really altering that shot.
Mission Valley and Council Grove watching on here as they will play the winner. One of them will play the winner of this game as we get the first three-pointer of the ball game. That's a Van Gundy Farms three-point shot by Avery Beyer, your Lyon County Hogan Meyer seed dealer. And Beyer puts it up to a 9-point differential, 26-15.
And Chase County really picking up where they left off in the first half.
Sadie Shoemaker mishandles the pass, goes out of bounds, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Chris Kirkpatrick. We'll take one with him. 5:12 remaining in the third quarter, 26-15 the lead for Chase County. See if Osage City can draw up a plan to get back into this one. We're back in 60 seconds on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Bill's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you in part by Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm, ranch, and land auctions in the Flint Hills region. By Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. It's great to be a Chase County Bulldog. And by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all of your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176.
Back to action in White Auditorium. Again, your timeouts have been brought to you by McDonald's on 6th. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack. Chase County back on the attack. Avery Beyer off her three-pointer. Has it stripped away. And now down the other way, Greta Crawford. Lob in the lane. Great finish by Campbell Stark, left side. And out of the timeout, Osage City coming out with some ferocity. Campbell Stark has eight on the night. Bounce pass in the lane. Alexis DeLong can't hit the bunny. Left side, Avery Beyer. Sidestep. Fires a 16-footer. No good. Follows the board, gets her own rebound. Madeline Wilson with the putback, no good. Emery Spies jumping into the fray and pulling it away. Sadie Shoemaker on the opposite end. Great lead pass by Spies, up and in.
Sadie Shoemaker
now with four on the night.
And then a turnover
on the Osage City side. Georgia Kitzelman fires a 10-footer, that's no good. Madeline Wilson gets the board, Spies almost took away the ball from Wilson.
Yeah, quick little 4-0 run in here by Osage City's really ignited this team after they Chase County got the largest lead of the night up to 11.
What did Chris Kirkpatrick say to his team? As Alexis DeLong. Alexis DeLong knocks down a foul line jumper, and we're going to get a foul. Wait a minute. Basket is good. Greta Crawford picks up her third personal foul. Team's first.
That hurts. That hurts. They count the basket, plus they give the ball to Chase County.
That's DeLong's first points of the ball game. As Beyer goes around Campbell Stark, and Stark's going to get called for the hip check. And right call there by the official, as Crawford definitely gave a little bit of a force there. Beyer to the line for two. That's going to be Stark's third.
Stark, her third personal, second team foul.
Beyer puts up the first. Almost looked like he was going to brick off, but nope, she got it.
Now Crawford and Stark each with three fouls apiece. Kirkpatrick's going to leave him out there. If you're Chase County, you got to go right at him here in the last 3:44 to go in the third.
No good on the second attempt there by Beyer. Rebound goes to Georgia Kitzelman. Right side, Sadie Shoemaker. Down low, Campbell Stark fires it up off the glass and in. Campbell Stark now to double figures with 10 points. 3:27 remaining in the third quarter. It's 29-21. Madeline Wilson, nothing to critique about that. Right block jumper is good by the freshman, and man, she's having a monster night. 16 points. On the other end, Campbell Stark answers with a layup right side. Now she has 12. Avery Beyer, top of the key now to Madeline Wilson. A timeout taken by Coach Amber Roush. It's a full timeout brought to you again by McDonald's on 6th. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget, and get a second one for $1. We'll keep it right here. It's 31-23. Chase County leading Osage City. And again, the last timeout taken before this one was by Coach Chris Kirkpatrick. It seemed to fire his team up as they've really started to knock down some important shots, Mike. But Chase County really not missing much. And that's the problem when you're playing from behind. It's great if you can knock them down, but if you can't stop the shots on the other end, you're going to find yourself in some trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Madeline Wilson doing an excellent job. I mean, Osage City putting a hand in her face on every single shot, but it's not been effective enough. And what do you do when you've got the two key players that are defending her, in Crawford and Stark, each with three fouls apiece? And it's a great offense that Amber Roush is deploying there.
Yeah.
It's a high post position there by Madeline Wilson, and she does a nice little cut, and she's not really posting up to that could give the opportunity for Osage City to kind of do the front defensive position to try and take away that passing lane.
Well, and Wilson, not necessarily known for her long shots, she's been taking a lot here tonight. She's usually more of a layup or just kind of a post player. Alexis DeLong. Well, she hit the underside of the basket, but they're going to say Stark smacked the wrist. That's going to be Stark's fourth.
Ouch.
And here comes the substitutions. It's going to be Greta Crawford and Lexi Boss as DeLong at the line for two. DeLong sets. 31-23 again is the lead for James County. She puts up the first. That one's good. Boss and Crawford are in for Stark and Shoemaker. And again, Greta Crawford, you got to be careful. She's probably your most aggressive rebounder, but she also with three fouls tonight as DeLong misses on the second. The rebound collected by Madeline Wilson. It stays with Chase County. Avery Beyer, three on the way, no good. Off the front of the rim, rebound won by Julia Kitzelman. 2:38 remaining in the third quarter. 32-23, a nine-point differential here for Chase County. Osage City trying to get back into it. Greta Crawford, layup in the lane, no good. Gets her own board, trying to go up over Madeline Wilson. Goes to Emery Spies, three on the way, no good there. Gets her own rebound, put back in the lane off the mark. Rebound goes to Julia Kitzelman, left side to Georgia. Dribbles baseline and will airball it from the left side. Rebound taken away by Alexis DeLong. Now Emery Spies getting a little overly aggressive with Leah Francis, but it seems to be working. Pushes her to the left perimeter with 2 minutes to go in the third. Avery Beyer now starts the drive inside. Right wing goes up top. Alexis DeLong pump fakes. Trying to back off Julia Kitzelman, but she'll walk. With a minute 52 remaining.
Fifth turnover of the quarter for Chase County, 13th overall.
32-23, the lead for the Liddy Bulldogs. It's been as high as 11 tonight as they've led the entirety. Emery Spies up top to Greta Crawford, to Georgia Kitzelman. She pump fakes, drives inside, gets bumped by Leah Francis. That's going to be Francis' fourth.
Just got to let her go there if you got three fouls.
The foul was on the floor, so an inbounds coming for Chase County. That's the second team foul for Chase County. Minute 41 remaining in this third quarter. Emery Spies looking for an open teammate. Left side, Lexi Boss. Three on the way. It's good!
11 straight misses before that bucket there by Lexi Boss.
A Van Gundy Farms three-pointer for Boss. Your Lyon County Hoga Meyer Seed Dealer. And that's the spark they needed. That cuts the lead from 9-6, 32-26. And that will be Boss's first points of the game. What a time to have your first bucket. Madeline Wilson nearly has it taken away. She gives it to Avery Beyer. Beyer in the lane gets tripped up. See who this one goes against. That's going to go against Lexi Boss. That's her second, team's fourth. A minute 22 remaining in the third quarter. 32-26, the lead for Chase County. Again, has been high as 11 tonight. Maya Dorsey, left block for Chase County to Avery Beyer. Right side, Alexis DeLong. Another pump fake by DeLong. Now she'll go right block. It's cut off by Boss. Goes to Avery Beyer, and Beyer collides with Emery Spies. And again, immediately clutches her right ankle. That is going to be Byers' first. Team's third, as they call that one against her. So with a minute 10 remaining, Osage City a chance to cut into this lead. 32-26. They have yet to trail by less than four tonight. 54 seconds remaining. And a foul on the Chase County side. Again, that is going to go against Alexis DeLong, third. Team's fourth. Spies to inbound, right side of the basket on the baseline. 49.7 remaining in the third. Lobs it up near half court to Georgia Kitzelman. Right side, Spies unloads the three, hits the side of the rim. No good, but the rebound collected by Lexi Boss. Down low, Campbell Stark off the glass in with the layup.
Julian Kitzelman.
Stark.
That was Julia Kitzelman.
Oh, my correction, that was Julia Kitzelman. I'm sorry. Forgot Stark was on the bench. Kitzelman with her first point says, oh boy, Alexis DeLong draws the charge, I believe. But man, she got pounded to the floor. Grass at her head, but she looks to be okay. The foul is going to go against Madeline Wilson, her second.
Seventh turnover now in the third quarter.
Oh, man. Crawford looks to be a little stirred up, but she's telling the official she's okay. Man, she hit the deck hard. Four-point differential now. 17 seconds. Georgia Kitzelman collides with Avery Beyer. No foul called either way. Greta Crawford up and in and one. Crawford goes around Madeline Wilson. Wilson gives her a little hip check. Count the basket and one. And boy, oh boy, with 12.4 remaining in the third quarter, we've got a ball game. Crawford. Just her fifth points of the game. Trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Puts it up. No good. Rebound ripped down by Madeline Wilson. 10 seconds remaining. Chase County on the attack. Avery Beyer across half court. 5 seconds. Being cut off by Emery Spies. Looks at the clock. Ball taken away. It'll be a half-court heave that will be off the mark. But with that said, it's 32-30. Chase County, Osage City, crawling back into this one. We will have the exciting conclusion right after this break. You're listening to coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. And USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-2023 school year. Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout is brought to you by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair. Call on Troy's for all your automotive needs. 620-341-9449.
Final 8 minutes of regulation in this first of two girls championship semifinal matchups. Chase County, Osage City. Osage City has overcome an 11-point deficit. Crawl back into this one. Trails by only two as Madeline Wilson takes away a pass from Greta Crawford. Crawford gets it right back in the lane. Fires up the shot. It's good. We're tied at 32. Greta Crawford. What a force she has been for Osage City tonight. 7:35 remaining in the ball game. Avery Beyer trying to go around to Emery Spies. Goes to Maya Dorsey, top of the power E. Getting set to check back in for Chase County will be Leah Francis with four fouls. Dorsey has her pass deflected right back into her hands, and now it's taken away by Georgia Kitzelman. Lead pass to Emery Spies, right side layup, good. And Osage City has their first lead of the ball game.
Yeah, they have not responded. Chase County has not responded well with Francis on the bench.
And Avery Beyer. Oh, boy. Avery Beyer, it looks like her ankle just gave out on her. Oh, she's in a lot of pain down there.
Going to get to her feet, though.
And trying to get up, keep playing. Oh, boy. Yeah, that doesn't look to be good. We're going to step aside for a quick second here as Avery Beyer. Oh, nope, she comes off the court. Oh, man. She hurt that ankle in the first half, and give her so much credit. She kept playing through it. You could tell it was still bothering her, and unfortunately it looks like it just finally gave out on her, and we certainly hope it's nothing too serious.
But a huge run here by Osage City. In the closing moments of that third quarter, Emery Roush took a timeout, and really, Osage City has responded just with a force.
Greta Crawford has the top of the key for Osage City, left side to Georgia Kitzelman. Kitzelman drives foul line, now right block, fires one up, it's good. Georgia Kitzelman with her fourth points of the game. 36-32 now the lead for Osage City. They trail by as many as 11. Chase County looking to answer back here. Leah Francis trying to shake off Emery Spies. Goes foul line. Madeline Wilson. Wilson, jump shot in the lane. Good. Cuts it to two. Madeline Wilson, a great night. 18 points.
They got to get Wilson back involved. Much of this run that Osage City went on, that Wilson did not even touch the ball.
36-34, the lead for Osage City. 6:10 remaining in ball game. Campbell Stark overshoots the give-me layup right side. And the rebound is taken away by Chase County. Under 6 minutes to go. Leia Francis, right block. Being guarded by Sadie Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets shaken off, but the three-point attempt by Francis is off the mark, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Chase County. Greta Crawford will inbound it to Emery Spies. Looking off to my left side here, Avery Beyer getting up and walking around on her own power, so that's a great sign. Emery Spies, beautiful layup, but just too strong. Misses. Rebound again to Chase County. And if you're Osage City, you've got the lead. You have got to maintain the pressure here. Chase County doing a great job of giving them a little space to kind of make their own mistakes there. Leah Francis, great lob to Madeline Wilson. She runs over two defenders, and they're going to give the foul to Osage City.
A nice pick and roll there by Wilson.
The foul will go against Sadie Shoemaker. That's just her first. That's the team's fifth. Osage City is in the bonus as Chase County has seven fouls. Wilson puts up the first of two. It thinks about it and falls in. And Wilson, my goodness, what a night. 19 points now on the evening. Cuts the lead to one. Puts up the second. That one goes through as well. She has not missed from the foul line all night long.
And, Tegan, you mentioned earlier in this call that free throws is going to be a difference maker. Osage City only one out of four, and Chase County is shooting over 50%.
Sadie Shoemaker leaves the layup short. We get a tie-up for the ball between Shoemaker and DeLong. And the possession arrow will go to Chase County. We're all tied up, 36 all with 5:10 remaining in this girls' championship semifinal matchup. Maya Dorsey in the backcourt to Leah Francis. Francis being covered by Emery Spies. Spies falls to the ground. Officials didn't see any contact there. Now to DeLong. Right block. Fires a wild jumper. It almost falls in, but not in her favor. Rebound goes to Campbell Stark. Hands off to Emery Spies. Spies has it top of the power E here at White Auditorium. Bounce pass in the lane. Stark over the top of Wilson. Overshoots it yet again.
To what Wilson has done an excellent job of defending Stark, but a huge adjustment from the previous matchup.
Emery Spies picks the pocket of Leah Francis near half court to Campbell Stark. Stark again can't hit the bunny. That's going to be costly down the stretch here with 4:15 remaining. Spies sticking all over Leah Francis. Francis doing a great job of creating space. Spies just isn't giving her a lot of room to breathe. Madeline Wilson. It's worked left side. DeLong. DeLong with the 5-foot jumper. It's good. And back out in front is Chase County. 38-36. 3:53 remaining in the ball game.
Excellent job here by Chase County to respond. They got down by four. And, of course, you mentioned earlier they led by as many as 11. But many teams can just falter just down the stretch.
Great pass from Shoemaker to Stark. Stark finishes off the glass left side. And we're getting into, no pun intended, an absolute shootout here between these two teams. Stark now with 14 points on the night as Leah Francis brings it into the Chase County offensive zone. Georgia Kitzelman, a great steal on that end. Hustling down the other way. Cuts inside the lane. Goes around Madeline Wilson and takes the lead back for Osage City. Georgia Kitzelman with six. A steal by Greta Crawford. Down low, Sadie Shoemaker puts it off the glass and in. Osage City ramping up the pressure here. Full court pressure being applied by the Lady Indians. Leah Francis trying to get it into the front court. It's 42-38.
We mentioned Lily Hinkson being out of this ball game with that concussion. The bench already not very deep for Roush, and even less here tonight, and you're starting to see the legs start to give out.
Sadie Shoemaker picks up her second personal foul of the ball game, 16 foul. We get a timeout taken by Amber Roush. That will be a full timeout. We'll take one with her. You're listening to coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout on Country 101.7 FM. It's 42-38 Osage City, leading Chase County.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you in part by Linden USD 421. Linden High School students and staff want to thank area businesses and the community for supporting their academic and athletic programs. It's great to be a Linden Tiger. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go, Bulldogs!
42-38 is the lead for Osage City over Chase County. I want to remind you that not only are we streaming here on Country 101.7 FM, but you can also watch the Flint Hill Shootout action on KVOE TV at KVOE.com. Video coverage provided by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teals at 785-528-3912 and First National Bank of Kansas, Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally, get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Casasa and Casasa Cash Back. Leah Francis will inbound it for Chase County. She goes to Madeline Wilson with 2:45 remaining. Chase County trailing for just the second time tonight, 42-38, as Francis fires a three, no good. Rebound and putback is by Emily Miser. Miser cuts the lead back to two, 42-40, 2.5 to go. Lexi Boss, right side up top to Greta Crawford, almost taken away by Miser in the hands of Spies. Spies fires one up, it's short. The rebound goes to Madeline Wilson. Chase County back on the attack, looking to tie this one up again, and we get a foul on Emery Spies. Spies got just a little too close for comfort there with Leah Francis. She'll pick up her second, team seven. So 1-1 the rest of the way on both sides of the ball as both teams now in the bonus. Francis at the line for the 1-1 chance to tie it up here. We've had four lead changes thus far. No good on the front end.
It's going to be a lane violation on Stark, though.
Campbell Stark just a little overexcited.
I thought they weren't going to call it. It's like, okay.
I did, too, for a minute there. Francis scoreless in this one tonight. Puts up the second. Well, the first attempt. But
yeah, there should be
good.
Another one. Should be another one.
Yep. She gets it. So
big break there for Chase County.
Again, a chance to tie the ball game up. 42-41 Osage City, 2:11 remaining as Francis puts up the second. That one just falls through perfectly. And we're tied at 42. Emery Spies will lead it up the way for Osage City, 2:05 remaining. Lexi Boss right side up top now to Greta Crawford. Crawford at the top of the power E to Georgia Kitzelman. Back to Crawford. 1:56 remaining. Lexi Boss, let's go with three. It's good! Van Gundy Farms three by Lexi Boss, her second of the ball game. Van Gundy Farms, your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer. Osage City looking to respond. They trail it now by three, 45-42. Left side, Miser up top to Leah Francis. Francis trying to go around Emery Spies. Right block jumper, no good. Rebound, put back. Madeline Wilson gets it, cuts the lead to one. My goodness, somebody had better be buying Madeline Wilson a chicken dinner when this one's over. She's earned it. Minute 10 remaining. Down low, Campbell Stark over the top of Wilson. Can't hit the bunny yet again. Rebound is taken away by Leah Francis. Francis being guarded by Georgia Kitzelman.
60 seconds left here, Tegan.
Kitzelman gets the steal. Going around Francis, fires it up and one. Georgia Kitzelman has come alive here in the second quarter. She has eight on the night, six in the last 7 minutes. Avery Beyer, that is a great sight to see, checking back into the ball game after hurting that ankle earlier on.
But Francis sitting on the bench with five is a huge blow to Chase County's hopes.
Leah Francis is out of this ball game. As Kitzelman puts up the extra point, no good. The rebound won by Lexi Boss. And Georgia Kitzelman will hold. We'll get a timeout by Coach Chris Kirkpatrick. 47-44, Osage City leading Chase County. 50.3 seconds remaining. Full timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick one right here. You're listening to coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout being brought to you by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174.
Our timeouts are brought to you by McDonald's on 6th. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites, for free. Well, that's a little vague. I mean, what favorites are we talking about? Because I think you and I probably have different favorites.
My go-to is the McDouble if it's in the evening, and a McGriddle if in the morning. Obviously, the value menu.
Daniel Courtright again giving us running the camera for us here tonight. Dan, what's your go-to at McDonald's? Chicken nuggets. Yeah, a good choice. As we are going to get a foul away from the ball. That is going to go against Alexis DeLong. That's her fourth. And again, both teams in the bonus. So Brenna Crawford at the 1-1. Puts up the first. It's good. And that makes it a two-possession lead for Osage City.
Only their second made free throw of the night. 2 out of 7 for the ballgame.
What a time to have it. Crawford has 8. Puts up the second. Falls through. 5-point lead, 49-44. 48 seconds remaining. Avery Beyer has it for Chase County. Down the stretch. Top of the key. Left side now. Work to Alexis DeLong. Down low. Madeline Wilson fires it up. It's off the mark. Gets her own board. Goes back up with a reverse. Layup is good. 49-46. Full court pressure being applied by Chase County and a foul away from the ball. Well, you could hear some of the Osage City faithful wanting a flagrant foul.
Maybe DeLong's fifth, though.
That is Alexis DeLong's fifth. So her and Leah Francis both on the bench with 5 fouls. Into the Chase County lineup comes Haddison Hatcher. Hatcher, the 5'7 junior. Campbell Stark at the line. In the bonus, the double bonus, I should say, is Osage City. So 2 shots coming for Stark. Puts up the first. It is no. It is good. And you could see
almost
Avery Beyer's face. Beyer, a little bit dejected as Stark gets that one, realizing it's back to a 2-possession lead. Puts up the second one. No good. Rebound almost won by Osage City. Miser gets it to Beyer. Beyer to Wilson. 24 seconds remaining. Turns, shoots, knocks it down. 50-48.
Get a quick foul now.
And a quick foul, as you mentioned. 50-48, Osage City, 15.6 seconds away from advancing to the championship matchup as Emily Miser picks up her first personal foul of the night. It'll be the 11th for the Lady Bulldogs. Georgia Kitzelman taking the 2 shots. Puts up the first. No good. Watch for the rebound game here. As it's going to be some pushing and shoving if she can't hit this one. Kitzelman sets, puts up the second. It's no good. The rebound is won by Haddison Hatcher. Avery Beyer on the breakaway. 10 seconds and we get a foul. No.
Timeout.
A timeout taken by Coach Amber Roush.
I think Osage City, there was just a huge because
gasp.
Campbell Stark, that would have been her fifth. That would have been a reach in. But 10 seconds left, 9.9 seconds on the clock. You got to feed it to Wilson out of this timeout.
30-second timeout, again, is brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Stop by and get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and drink to make it a meal.
And how about, you know, in that previous matchup last week, there was just a game of runs.
Yeah.
Indians went on, I think, two, if not three, 9-0 runs.
That's correct.
I kind of was overcritical of Amber Roush for not using her timeouts at all. And
yep.
here with she, that was her last timeout taken here in the closing moments. So just a completely 180, not only how both of these teams have played. Now, of course, Chase County, Madeline Wilson's done everything in her power to get them to this position. You got to feed her the ball.
Speaking of Wilson, 26 points here tonight. 9 seconds. Ball inbounded to Avery Beyer. To Madeline Wilson. Wilson goes down low to Emily Meiser. Meiser under the defense. Fires the shot.
Oh.
Gets it, but travels.
She made it
before
too.
The shot, and she got it. And we get a timeout by Coach Chris Kirkpatrick. Emily Meiser. Great cut, great move, great shot. Unfortunately, just a step too soon, and she's a little bit emotional about it, but her teammates telling her, hey, it's all right.
And that's, you know, that's unbelievable there. You know, we said it has to be in Wilson's hands. She noticed that she was double, triple teamed, went to, you know, Emily Meiser, and Meiser just a little stutter step right there, but Madeline Wilson right over in her face saying, hey, you're all right. And that just shows great leadership.
Absolutely.
As only a freshman.
Absolutely.
And how Osage City has shot free throws, it's still, I mean, obviously 3.2 seconds on the clock.
It's anybody's
game. Not a whole lot of time here, but a lot of on-the-ball pressure here on this inbound. Anything can happen.
I'm flashing back to, I believe it was 3, maybe 4 years ago, to the Lyon County League Boys Championship game. Madison gets it on the inbound, and on a moving three, Chase Harrison wins it at the buzzer. You never know. Chase County could easily send Osage City to the line, get the rebound if they miss, and possibly either tie this up or maybe even take the lead. Anything can happen. Kitzelman, whoa, gets it in, and Avery Beyer, a full body check to Emery Spies. It didn't look intentional, but oof. Thought I was calling a hockey game for a second there.
Do have an update from the Ralph Miller Classic down in Chinook. Emporia High defeating Coffeyville 57-23.
Congratulations to the Spartans. 2.7 seconds remaining. Spies puts up the first of two. It's no good. So no matter what happens here, it'll remain a one-possession game. But if you can knock down this extra point, you have a chance to really put the pressure on Chase County. Spies puts up the second. It's good. Inbound to Avery Beyer. Beyer goes down. Time expires. No foul call. Again, I think her ankle just gave out on her, and that does it. Osage City bounces back to take a 51-48 victory over Chase County. And that will do it as Osage City advances to the championship matchup tomorrow night. They will await the winner of our next contest between Mission Valley and Council Grove. We'll bring you that action right after we get you some final stats and analysis. We're back here shortly from White Auditorium on Country 101.7 FM.